It's the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond, here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast. I'm Chloe, the creator and host of this award-winning show, and it is my aim in each and every episode to help you find ways to improve your e-commerce business. So thank you for tuning in. And if the show's helped you in some way, if someone's given you the inspiration to do something that's made your business so much better, then please do let me know. I'd love to hear. Now, this has been our biggest year yet on the show. In some months, we've been 50% up on the previous year, which is really, really cool. So thank you all for listening. And make sure, because we've got something very cool coming up for you all, make sure you put listen to E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast in your diary for Mondays and Thursdays in January, because we're going to be doing another of our growth series. That's a whole month with episodes that I've handpicked because they give you a different piece of inspiration, a different method, some different tips to really help you grow your e-commerce business next year. So in the diary, on Mondays and Thursdays throughout January, add listen to E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast, and then you won't miss a thing. In today's episode, I'm chatting with a master of the auction website, building and running his own. Now, I know most of you don't run an auction site, but there is a lot here to learn from that will help you in your standard e-commerce business, such as getting focused on your competitive advantage and growing those repeat purchases. Before we get into all that, though, please do check out the sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform for email and SMS messaging. Whether you're launching your e-commerce business or taking your brand to the next level, Klaviyo gives you the tools to get growing faster. That's why it's trusted by over 38,000 e-commerce brands. Build your contact list, send emails that pop, and create marketing moments that build valuable customer relationships over any distance. Get started for free today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan to create your free account. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Smart Freight can help you save time and money. Smart shipping parcels and pallets through Smart Freight's carrier management platform allows you to consolidate your outbound logistics onto one platform. With over 650 carriers worldwide, Smart Freight has you covered by ensuring you are always going via the cheapest, fastest, or greenest eco-friendly option. Visit smartfreight.com to book a demo today. And now to introduce today's special guest. David Zimberg is the CEO and founder of Bids.com, an online auction marketplace focused on jewelry, accessories, and collectibles. Founded in 2018, they now have over 200,000 registered users and have grown over 300% in the last year. Hello, David.
Hello, everyone.
It's very cool to have you here, and I'm really looking forward to getting into what it takes to run an online auction, an online auction marketplace these days. But before we do that, how did you end up in the world of e-commerce?
Before going into e-commerce, I've had a chain of pawn shops, and in order for me to easier control sales and inventory, I would collect all of the foreclosed jewelry and sell it on eBay. But very quickly realized that selling on eBay is not going to be for me. I'm going to have to build something of my own. And I've decided to build first company that was BIDZ.com. And now BIDZ is no longer active. I've built BIDS.com.
So really, it was you had this problem of all this jewelry being handed into your pawn shops that you wanted to turn into cash quickly.
Correct.
So but eBay didn't work, so you created your own site. That's very cool.
Well, to me, it was always very obvious why eBay auctions do not work. I mean, do you have any idea what is the percentage of eBay product is sold as an auction?
I'm guessing it's pretty low these days, because it used to be, I remember it back when it first started, when it was really exciting and everything was auction. But these days it feels more like you're shopping on Amazon than you're on an auction site.
That is correct. It's although eBay decided not to report anymore, but it's very easily to see. You just go to eBay, you go put in the word jewelry, you're going to have 25 million listings in jewelry category, but then you push a button, only action, and you can see it's about 1.5 to 2%.
Why do you want to sell jewelry via an auction, not via a fixed price?
To have a profitable auction is only possible if you control demand. Mm-hmm. On eBay, demand is not controlled. If I would sell auction off successfully a rope chain, and at the same moment, there'll be 10,000 more people putting exactly the same rope chain and trying to auction it off. So if you do not control supply, you cannot have an auction. All of those guys that are doing that, they have to resort to any kind of trickery not to let the price fall below their cost. Specifically, why jewelry? Because one of the reasons, of course, it's very small and has a lot of value. Second, if I'll show you a 1-carat ruby, you wouldn't be able to tell me whether it's $100 or $300. Same thing would be with most other things. Jewelry still, you just look at it and you go like, oh, it's shiny, beautiful red, and and the stones are exactly the place I want it to be. That's why I value this piece a lot more than what it is. But it has a in different areas, has absolutely different values. There are places like 47th Street, where you can get a better deal. But if you're living somewhere in Oklahoma that 47th Street is not available, your local jewelry store probably sells triple keystone, as all of them used to do, which means three times the cost. And then when you do 50% off, you're still making good profit. Online, we're happy with 25, 30% profit. We're very happy.
So jewelry is a great product to have at an auction because it's small, therefore you haven't got the costs of something big and shipping something big, but also because there's a high intrinsic value and you've got plenty of margin to play with.
Yes, that is true. One of the very, very good reasons why jewelry is more effective is where you're going to get it from. The jewelry as a commodity, when you sell to Walmart, at the end of season, Walmart has a right to return 30%. You as a manufacturer have to definitely know it and include in your cost because you're going to get it back. Once you get something back and you have to break those rings, because there's no place you can sell 100 of the same ring. You have to do closeouts. You have to sell below the cost of production, just barely on top of commodity value. If you get those jewelries from those manufacturers and other closeout places, that for them, getting rid of them and turning it to cash fast is the most important thing. You get jewelry that you can auction off profitably. If you're going to be today a jewelry store on the corner of Van Nuys, and you can be online and maybe here and there you'll sell something, but it's not going to be your main business because clearly you have to first provide value to consumer to have successful auction.
Got you. So the auction, as opposed to a buy it when you feel like it model, is it enables you to turn that jewelry into cash faster. And it's that speed of you set up your auction and you know what your minimum's going to be and you're going to make enough margin and you might make more.
Correct.
Nice. And you mentioned about the reason why it's much harder on eBay than it is on bids.com is because on eBay, you've got no control of how many people are selling competing products.
How can you make profit if everybody is going to start it, let's say, at $1 no reserve auction? There is no way. No way, because anywhere you look, it's exactly the same rope chain or a ring with a green stone.
So the question which always fascinates me about marketplaces, and especially when it's an auction marketplace, is how you get the volume of users there that makes it function. Because, you know, you've got you're not starting small with an auction site, are you? You can't be like, right, yeah, we're just going to, you know, we'll do a little bit of marketing and hopefully we'll get a few people coming through, because you need a volume of consumers in order for that auction mechanism to work. So it always strikes me as a very difficult business model to go down. So why did you decide it was worth pursuing?
As a man that sold me my first pawn shop in Los Angeles clearly told me, remember one thing, it's not a business, it's a businessman. You can walk into McDonald's, you see a little grill or a big grill and the person flipping hamburgers, you cannot open another McDonald's. You know what to do, just turn the hamburgers over, but you cannot open another. And you know what to do, just I'm going to put a website, put a couple of pictures in there and I'm going to be in business. No, it's not many more. You have to outthink your competition. You have to be ahead. And we just came up with absolutely fresh new idea on maybe marketing, which is probably today is the most difficult word for everyone in the e-commerce business. We cannot control it. As a businessman, we like to see, to understand. But in marketing, it's kind of, you have to trust somebody and those people have to be honest and do a good job for you. So this is what we're doing. And this is coming, I believe, either this Friday or next Monday. What we're going to do is we're going to offer to all of our registered users and then also market it, a multi-level marketing program where with just one click, you just put our picture on your Facebook, you show it to all of your customers. If they click and come through your Facebook and come and purchase, you will receive 10%. If their friends come, you will receive another 3%. If friends of friends come, another 2%. And you can just go through our website. We have tens of thousands of products. You see what you think your grandma would like to buy for herself. She buys, you get $100 if she purchases $1,000 ring. So it's people can open up a little small businesses of their own without creating anything.
Oh, that's and for everyone listening, this will be live for you to go and see by the time you're listening to this. You've kind of taken loyalty programs and customer get customer plans to a whole extra level by putting this in place. And I'm guessing it was quite a lot of work to do. So what made you think this was a good route to be going down?
Oh, I just woke up in the morning and thought of this idea. I loved it. And I ran it by the rest of the team and some people, and everybody feels that this idea has legs. Today, if you're even a little YouTuber and you have 500 or 1,000 followers or viewers that come to you, nobody's interested in you, but you can come to us, just pick the product you want. Your people start buying, you're making money, you're monetizing it right there. Doesn't matter how many followers you have.
Nice. I can't wait to hear how it's gone for you, because I suspect it's going to be really powerful, because I can imagine your customer base are kind of just going, well, hey, this sounds like a great idea. And I'm guessing that you're on your own bespoke platform. You've not built this on Shopify or Magento or something, have you?
I have a Shopify backend and I am almost finished. You're going to see a brand new bids.com in another probably 30 days, which is going to be gorgeous, revolutionary, not like anything else you have ever seen. It's going to be a new experience, including marketing, but not only that, there'll be other things. And one thing for sure, we don't have any shill bidding. Absolutely every auction you're going to win, I guarantee that this auction, nobody bid it higher to make money for you. We've came up with other things that eliminated a need for shill bidding.
So David, you're about to be launching this new kind of member get member program with all those great commissions, which is clearly going to do a lot to take the business to the next level. But how have you created that 300% growth you've seen over the last 12 months? What's been kind of the key thing you've done to increase the number of consumers, the number of users logging in to join in your auctions?
it's not one thing. It's a product. It's a $1 no reserve attraction of $1 no reserve auctions. It's just paying attention to small things, and there are some secret sources that I want to scream to everyone, but I probably shouldn't. Also, of course, the pandemic did help e-commerce business, and it will help going forward because people are no longer comfortable in big malls and big shopping centers. Everybody is like, you walk out, you see a metal doorknob, that's your worst enemy. That's your worst enemy. You don't know how to turn it, which part of your body to use to not to attack you. Sitting in the comfort of your own home, we will deliver it to you. You're not risking anything. You don't like something, you'll return it to us. We'll give you a full refund. If you don't want something we sold you, just return it. We don't want you to have anything that you don't want to have yourself.
Cool. Well, look, David, what I'd like to kind of, and I'm not going to try and make you, you know, you share any of that secret sauce, because that's not what we're here to do. But I find it very interesting that you answer my question about how have you created that growth with that immediately you went into the message that you've been giving customers for the last kind of 2 years, which is that offer of the $1 no reserve auction. So that kind of that tantalizing opportunity of getting an amazing piece of jewelry or an amazing collectible for just a dollar. So has that been kind of a key part of the strategy, is we're just going to focus in on this message and put this message everywhere because we've worked out that's what appeals to the customer base?
That is correct. If you would ask anyone that goes to an auction, their biggest fear that there is somebody sitting in the same room with them and bidding for themselves, keeping the price up, or if it's online, some kind of a trickery. When you give people truly $1 no reserve auctions and they enjoy it, that's what brings people back. That's what they coming back. And of course, a lot of it has to do with marketing.
Of course, but I think it's the reason I wanted to kind of drill down on that message is because I think something which a lot of businesses get hung up on is which marketing method they're using, and they forget that actually the message and having a clarity of message over an extended time period can take an adequate marketing method to a whole new level, because you are repeating that message and you're getting that clear message, which, you know, for you, it's both the excitement, it's got that trust element of it, which we will let things sell for a dollar. And it's got the opportunity for a bargain kind of all wrapped up in it for the consumers.
That is correct. That's truly correct. But also, I would like to stress a very, very important point. When you are opening an online or not online business, you need to clearly understand what is going to be your competitive advantage. If your competitive advantage, because you're located on Fifth Avenue and you have that great traffic, in online is very hard to do. Doesn't matter how gorgeous your website is going to look. Nobody will find it. So you have to come up with what makes you different. If you will open up, if you have a jewelry store on the corner and you're going to take all of your jewelries and you're going to take photographs and you're going to post them and you're buying them through manufacturer, and manufacturer makes money and the middleman makes money and it takes you a long time to sell, you have to put interest that you're paying, and then you take that jewelry and you list it online, you might sell here and there, but it will never become a truly successful business, because a customer is going to take it, go check it out, go show it to somebody, and is not going to get what he was thinking he was getting. And basically, that's it. No one else will find out about your store. So you really, truly have to have an advantage. Your advantage might be that your marketing skills are such that you can outsmart everyone else and bring more traffic for free to your website or anything else. But first, truly consider what is your competitive advantage. It's not going to be just taking better pictures than we have and all of a sudden people will jump on it. No, consumer is much, much more educated than that.
David, I wholeheartedly agree with you in terms of, you know, your competitive advantage. You know a huge amount about running online auctions and building those and getting the customers in, and much of it, as we've experienced, you know, as we chatted about, is very much transferable to other e-commerce operations. But if anyone out there is thinking, I'd quite like to get into the auction space, have you got any kind of tips, advice, or even warnings for them?
What exactly do you want to do? Do you want to auction of your own product, or do you want to create a marketplace? If you're going to create a marketplace, I don't know what technology advantage over everyone else you have for people to start coming to you. But truly, again, it goes back to the same thing. You have to have your competitive advantage. And in the auction business, you have to have a product. What is it? Who are you? Are you receiving Apple computers that customer returned and that's price is being slashed by 75% and it's a great product? Are you buying jewelry closeouts from Walmart? Are you having returns of your Italian Armani fashion and you're getting a 10 cents on a dollar? If you are that person, then the auction business is for you. If you are not, the auction business is not for you.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
It's brought to you by Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform for email and SMS messaging. Whether you're launching your e-commerce business or taking your brand to the next level, Klaviyo gives you the tools to get growing faster. That's why it's trusted by over 38,000 e-commerce brands. Build your contact lists and emails that pop and create marketing moments that build valuable customer relationships over any distance. Get started for free today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan to create your free account. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Customer experience when shopping online is crucial, and it doesn't stop at the checkout. Smart Freight plugged into your e-commerce platform allows your customers to take the driving seat when it comes to selecting a shipping service. And branded tracking communications keep your customers informed of their order's journey all the way through to receiving their parcel. Visit smartfreight.com to book a demo today.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, David, now I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So are you ready for the top tips?
Yes.
Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
I think I would recommend more than a book, going to YouTube and basically pulling up YouTube experiences of other people starting businesses in your field and listen to them carefully. Listen to them and understand what they do right and what did they do wrong. And I think that would be the best indication, best teaching tool for you to go into business. But I also know one thing. I watched absolutely every Shark Tank program for, I don't know, what is it, 10, 15 years, 12 years? And billionaires, smartest of the smart businessmen, every time they gave an advice, a person that walked out from there said, hey, I'm going to teach him a lesson. He didn't invest in the best company. Absolutely not one person said, good advice. I'm going to stop what I'm doing. So this is what advice is.
yeah, indeed.
If I haven't seen no one listen to those five billionaires, not once anyone said, yes, I know what you're talking about. But so, you know, if you have your dream, go for it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. If you have your clear advantages, go for it even faster. If you don't and you think that this is for you, you know, no one should stop you. Go for your dreams.
Awesome. Well, look, the traffic top tip is our next one. So which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
The marketing that does not get press it deserves is offering your own customers reward for bringing new customers. It's direct and it's probably work one of the best. Also, of course, social media. Social media today is the king. I mean, my conversion on social media may be 30 to 50% better than they are on Google keywords. So social media, but know what you're doing. Be careful. Do it slowly. Don't always blame the marketing team. What is it on your page that you are selling? What are they bringing traffic for? Is it Mercedes that sells on the corner for 10,000, is 15,000 on your website, and thousands of people come, but nobody buys, and you're going, I have a terrible marketing team? No, you just didn't listen to the most important thing. What is your competitive advantage?
Excellent. And just to clarify there, David, we're talking about social media advertising there, aren't we, rather than the organic kind?
Correct.
Excellent. Okay. And then the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
So there are actually two tools. One of them is a WhatsApp tool. Having a meeting or giving direction or saying what needs to be done has never been as easy as it is for me as a posting to a group of developers, group of marketing people, whatever question you need answered or idea implemented. Nothing makes it as easy as WhatsApp does for us, because nobody can say, oh, you didn't say that, or you did say. It's all written and easier. And of course, number two is Google Meet or Zoom, because then you can do face-to-face and have even more understanding of how people react to what you're saying. Are they with you? Is everybody on the same page? Which I think today is best tools you can do.
And the growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
Well, if you have product, then you don't need much else. If you have that product that no one else has and it's priced correctly, then you would be able to sell it.
Simple as that. Well, look, David, thank you so much for being on the show. Before we say goodbye, could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media, please?
Bids.com, www.bids.com.
Simple as that, everyone. And David, like I said, thank you so much for being on. It's been really interesting to hear a bit of what goes on in the world of auctions, but more importantly, to get your really clear advice there around competitive advantage and really focusing in on how we can be different from our competitors. So thank you.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me. And I hope I was helpful to one person. That makes it excellent.
So rather fascinating to learn how it goes in the auction world online, those different types of selling for different types of buying. And as David says, don't get into auctions unless you're buying distressed stock that you can clear fast. And also that it really is key in some business models about how you get that product. So if you want to go into auctions, you've got to be going for that really cheap stock that you want to clear fast, because that's what an auction enables you to do. I also loved his clarity on getting your messaging right and focusing in on that competitive advantage. So much we can always learn from slightly different business types to bring back to our own. Now, to get your hands on those notes, all of the notes from today's show, including the top tips and links to what we've mentioned, then do head over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, where you will find a link to this episode. There you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you grow your business. Now, coming up very soon on this show is the January Growth Series. We will be doing that, strangely enough, in January. It's going to be 2 episodes a week coming out on a Monday and a Thursday. So like I said at the beginning, put it in your diary. Add every Monday, every Thursday in January, must listen to E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this and every episode now, in the past, in the future of the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. I really do appreciate it. And I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help as many e-commerce business owners as possible to succeed and thrive with their business. So please do tell other e-commerce business owners you know about what we're doing and about what's come up in January, because I would love to help them too. I hope you have a great week and keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.